It's like establishing a friendship.
Stephanie Webster became a court-appointed special advocate in 2015. Since then, she's advocated for both young children and teens.
You picked this case, so you want to be their friend, but you need to know them. You need to learn about every part of their case.
Webster now helps train new CASAs, and the majority of that training is online. CASA training specialist Marcelle Manriquez is a part of the organization's new virtual training created during the pandemic.
We are really pleased with the results that we've gotten from doing virtual, and so we are gearing up to keeping that around and making sure that we have that as an option for individuals.
Manriquez leads several of the virtual training sessions that include close to 500 volunteers from all over the state. In the past, the 30 hours of training CASAs need was only available in person, which Manriquez says limited who could become a CASA.
We don't want training to be the one thing that's holding you back from being able to then help a child.
1,200 CASAs are currently serving over 1,400 children, but that still leaves over 12,000 children in the care of the Department of Child Services who do not have a CASA. The virtual training requires 15 hours of in-class work and 15 hours working on your own. Manriquez says the virtual option is here to stay.
We will continue to keep the virtual option up and running so that we can hit some of those other individual situations that don't allow them to come in person.
Webster, like many other CASAs, still keeps in touch with former clients who have aged out of the system, including one who she considers like a grandchild.
She keeps in touch with me all the time, and she comes to me with a lot of questions, but I see the growth, and I think that she's going to have a great life.
Thanks in part to the help of CASAs like Stephanie Webster. Sedona Meadows, Cronkite News.